hi there, Bumper Podcast. It's me. It's me, Natty Bumper Car. How are you doing today? And, you know, I think that's the important thing that I should be asking is how are you doing? What is up in your world? What are you, you know, what's bothering you? What's exciting you? What are you nervous about? Me? Okay, cool. So I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. Yesterday, and this is weird because of the time of it, had a weird thing happen. And of course, I was doing a Periscope with Pig. We were walking through a field, kind of over by where I work, and because there's a little nature over there. There's trails and stuff, and there's a little river, and I've seen turtles. I saw a snake one day. I saw some deer. I've seen geese. I saw some ducks. I saw a big fish jump out of the water. You know, it's like, it's fun. There's nature. You're sitting in an office all day, and then it's spring is coming, so it's like, I'm gonna go for a little walk. Walking is good for you, too. So it's exercise. It's everything you want. There's nature. There's exercise. It's fun. I don't know. But yesterday, and so what happens is, in the winter, all the water, for some reason, it swells up, and so it takes up all over the whole land, so you can't walk around. And it was kind of cool over when it was really cold, because that water, it all froze, and it was, you know, the ice was an inch and a half thick, and it was only maybe 6 inches off the ground, so I kind of went out there on that ice, even if I would have fallen through, which I didn't, it would have not been in any water. So it was safe, is what I'm saying. Kids, don't walk out on ice. It's a dangerous thing to do. So the water's all gone. The ice is gone, obviously. The water is recited, I think. It recited its speech, and so I can walk. But yet, the trails aren't quite there. They're kind of still covered up by leaves and whatever, so I'm more just wander around. There's no leaves on the trees, obviously. There's no underbrush. And so yesterday, I was walking, and it was the weirdest thing. I looked down. I mean, just not 2-3 feet in front of me, and there were bones. There were bones in front of me. It was terrifying, and it was unexpected, completely unexpected. And I took the video last night, the Periscope. You know, and you got people commenting and stuff, and you're trying to react in this thing that's happening right in front of you. And it was weird. I showed the video to my wife, and I was taken aback myself at how weird of a moment it was. Because there's Pig, and he kind of has this reaction. And then there's, you know, the people commenting. So he's kind of looking at what they're saying. And also, at the same time, trying to figure out what we're looking at and what's in front of us. And you know, at a point, Pig had to... There was a conscious decision, I guess, between Pig and I that he couldn't be in that situation anymore. And so he kind of scurried off camera and gave me the wheel to drive. And, you know, I didn't know what to do, and so I just kind of left. And so today is... I'm going to go... And because I did some research online about, like... deer bones, dog bones, everything. And the only thing that, through talking to people, is it could be bear bones, but I'm going to call the police today to have them come out and check it out, just because, better safe than sorry. And, but what a terrible night of sleep I had. Like, I'm freaked out that I found these things. So, it was my Stand By Me. It was Pig and I's Stand By Me moment, the movie that you probably don't know what it is, but it had River Phoenix in it. So, you should go watch it. So that's my day. I mean, that's what my day is going to be. I mean, I'm going to work, obviously, but then I'm going to do this, and we'll see how it turns out. So that's where I am. That's where my brain is. I've got a big night tonight. I've got a big show to think about also, but my brain is kind of definitely split right now as to what we're thinking about. Anyway, so this is the Bumper Podcast, obviously. Thank you for listening so much. Today, we have our second part of the interview with Sock Cop, which is very exciting. The first one was amazing. The second part's going to be amazing. I think it's still about 18 minutes, so that's pretty cool. There's a lot to listen to. Next week, I got somebody else lined up, which is fun. I don't want to spill the beans until I get confirmation. But, you know, we're shooting for these things to be 20 minutes, but if they're longer, then we can cut them up. It's fine. It worked out well this time. And it's pretty exciting. And I guess next week I'll fill you in on whatever happens today. And it'll be great times. It's going to be great times. Deep breath. Okay. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to your friend, my friend, the maestro of the hour, the one who does interviews with all the power, the one who would never shrink like a flower, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aloysius J. Pig.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. And I heard what Dr. Bumper Guy was talking about, crazy stuff, right? So I'm going to focus on what I'm doing here, which is exciting. It's the second part of the first interview, of the second part with my friend Sock Cop, and he's a great guy, and we had a great conversation, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So without further ado, I bring to you number two of the interview with my friend Mr. Sock Cop. Here you go.
I like where this is going.
And if people say really horrible things, and maybe they don't make, you know, maybe they're not on there quite as much. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, maybe just get a little bit less.
Well, it's going to push you to the side a little bit. Well, he said, but I'm talking too much. It's just, I'm about you. So you're on Periscope, you're on Twitter?
Yeah. I thought of a joke.
Oh.
You were talking about putting your jokes in the bank?
Yeah.
That's a good way to garner interest in your jokes. Is that good?
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
Amazing. Yeah, you just came up with that.
It's a little light, but
your new name is Lickety Split.
Lickety Split. Yeah, yeah. Come up with it. I mean, the same day I came up with that joke.
I mean,
that's quick.
Yeah, I'm looking at my watch here, and I mean, that's fast.
Yeah, the same day in the same conversation I came up with that. So you know.
Hey guys, remember we were talking about jelly beans a minute ago? Hold on a second. I got a little jelly bean joke. I was hoping that we could come back. We could tag.
We can make
back.
That a thing. I want to make the delayed joke. I want to make that happen.
Do you ever? I'll be in conversation sometime, and it's the same thing where, like, if it's a group of people, and you hear something that you can key a joke off of, but
right.
They're still talking. And I'll hold it in the chamber, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's ready. You're waiting for your chance.
But you don't want to look too, like too excited or too needy or whatever.
Yeah, like an eager beaver coming in there you know.
And then you're also looking in your brain at the sand of the hourglass is ticking through, and you're like, man, if we run out of sand, this joke isn't going to play.
Yep. Every second that goes by, it's less and less funny.
Yeah. And then, like, 7 minutes goes by, and you're like, yeah. But in my school, we called those paper shoes. And they're like, what are you even talking about, though?
They're like, no, 5 minutes ago.
Remember we were talking about shoes? Okay.
It's not funny if you have to explain it.
Because it's paper, shoes, and nothing. All right.
Guys, that's fine.
You guys keep talking. I'm just going to...
I'll just take a nap.
I thought that joke would garner some interest in this conversation. Guess I'm not at a bank.
Oh, there you go. Now you talk. But see, the best part is when you're holding that joke in the chamber like that, you're not paying attention to what they're saying.
At all.
Not even a little bit.
Don't even care that the lips are moving.
So they're just doing a thing. You're just waiting. Like a jaguar in the jungle, waiting to pounce on whatever a jaguar pounces on.
And you're just waiting
to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's like you don't care. Here's the thing, too, is you could be missing other jokes, easy jokes that you could just slip in.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're holding on to this gold.
Yep. That's why we're probably not so good at the casinos, maybe. Are you good at casinos at all?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe that's what it is.
I like going to casinos and you walk in the door and you hear the... Or whatever the noise. That wasn't the...
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about, though, yeah.
And it makes me crazy.
Oh, it's good stuff. I've heard it was like scientifically engineered to make you go, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I've heard that. So I'm like, why don't they sell CDs of that noise if it works so good?
The reason I don't go to the casinos very often is, so one time I went in and there was that table where they throw the things, like the dice or whatever.
Dice. Okay, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, I played that game.
And I went in, and this dude, he pushes all his chips in, and I just came in and just ripped open and dumped all my jelly beans on the table. And they were like, bro, what are you doing, man? And I was just like, oh, is this not this kind of establishment? I had no idea. Let me take my jelly beans back, gentlemen.
You know, but you can't be that smooth because now you got to pick up all these jelly beans one at a time.
That's the thing is, it's not as easy as I just made it sound. You're right.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It took about 3 hours.
He was sitting there picking them up.
They were on a whole table and actually the felt, they were getting stuck to the felt. So I think they said never come back.
They keep it too hot in that casino.
It's not my fault, bro. It's humid. All right.
Yeah. I'm not in charge of casino climate control.
Yeah, is there some sort of climate control? Exactly. Like, let's crank the AC in here. There's a lot of people in here doing a lot of things, a lot of stuff.
People are more willing to put a dollar in the machine if they're dripping with sweat, apparently.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
They need the crazy sounds and they need to be really hot. I don't know.
There's a lot of science involved.
Evidently, when you're really hot, you're dropping a lot of dough.
Oh. Goodness gracious, just take my monies.
This wallet is too heavy. It's making me sweat.
Exactly. I'm so hot. Just take all these monies away from me. That'll cool me down.
I put my wallet. Where do you keep your wallet?
Oh, the back pocket area.
That's like what people do. But at some point in my life, it broke my bottom. And so now I got it in my front pocket all the time. Because it's like I'm off kilter, you know? I don't know. It's like...
Broke your butt, like you were sitting at a lean all the time? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm always just like, I don't know. I'm like sitting funny. And so...
Are you one of those guys... Do you have like your receipts for every place you've been for the past 2 months in your wallet?
I've got expired credit cards in my wallet.
You got to clean it out.
I went to the bank the other day to make a withdrawal. And I went and I had to swipe the credit card. And it like sent up and it said... error. And the woman's like, what's going on over there? And I was like, I don't know, it's giving me an error. And she's like, I need to see your card, sir. And I gave it to her. It was expired by like 2 or 3 years. And then she was like, are you sure this is your card? And I was like, yes, I'm sure this is my card. And she's like, I'm gonna need to see some ID. Like, it got escalated pretty
quick.
Oh,
yeah. They take it very seriously.
What, do you think I just found this in the woods next to a VHS tape of Sock Hop? Because no, that's not what happened.
Sure, it expired in 1997. I'm just going to give it a shot. Yeah. I'm just going to see if it works.
What, the name of this bank has changed 3 times since this card expired? That's fine with me, all right?
Not the big deal.
I'm pig. I'm too big to fail, all right? Back away.
You should just know. I mean, you know, there can't be too many pigs coming in there because aren't a lot of pigs their own banks?
What just happened to your brain?
what do you mean?
You went, aren't pigs, most pigs, some pigs, most banks? I don't know.
I was working it out. I had to piece it together.
Like mid talk, you were like, listen, this is dark. My headlights just went out, but I'm pretty sure I'm still on the road and I'm going over there.
I'm almost there. And then a little candle. The candle went out. Had to get the flashlight. Flashlights out of batteries.
A candle burned out long ago.
Do, 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 do. Is that a song? You just make that up?
No, that's Elton John.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, you know, the...
Candle in the Wind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The only part I know is that's the lots of candles in the wind.
It's when you said Elton John, for some reason, my brain went to... can't you feel the love tonight?
Oh, yeah. He wrote that song about some lions.
Yeah, I don't like lions. They freak me out, bro.
They're weird. They're like cats, but it's like, why you got to be so big?
They're too hungry is really all I know about them.
They are very hungry. Oh, yeah, especially you.
They look at me.
Yeah, they're looking at you side-eyed.
Bumper Guy's kid the other day, he was just like, he was going to bed, and I was hanging out, and he was just like, hey, Peg, do bears eat people? And I was just like, why are you thinking about this now, bro? Like, why... And I was just like, I guess they could. He goes, okay. What about lions? Like, are we, is this what we're doing now? Are we just trying to stock up so you can have nightmares tonight? Like,
he's just trying to figure out his place on the food chain.
Yeah. What an elephant ate me day? And I'm just like, bro, I don't think so, but you don't want to mess with an elephant. They're really big. I don't know.
Yeah, they're big. Leave them alone. I don't understand that. I don't understand. Well, he may be a thing of the if bears eat people because Leo DiCaprio, he did that movie. I don't know if he got eaten by the bear. I didn't see the movie, but he won an Oscar for it. He got attacked by a bear.
Wait, did the bear win the Oscar or the DiCaprio?
Well, the bear got best supporting actor, but DiCaprio got the big one.
All right, I'm fine with that. You know, there's not enough animals and bears and whatnot winning awards, I feel like. But good on Leo, because... Wait, Leo, that's the name of a lion.
That's a lot. Oh, there's a conspiracy.
There's something is happening right now is what's
something
happening.
Something is going on.
We went and saw that Zootopia today.
Oh, is that fantastic or what?
It's wonderful. There's a
lot
my
goodness.
There's a lot of cute things in it. There's a very scary moment. So the little one was sitting in Bumper Car's lap, and this thing happened. He actually shot 2.5 feet up in the air. Like, I had to pull him back down because he was just like, look! And he was just up, and I had to grab him and pull him down.
Do zoo animals get that scary?
Something got scary.
Wow, that's great. The only part, I saw the preview when they go to the bank with the sloth.
Yeah. No, it was a DMV.
Oh, it was a DMV. Yeah, that's what it was. That was hilarious.
It made the whole crowd, all the adults were going, ta-ha, ta-ta-ha. And the kids are like, I don't know what's happening.
Well, they haven't yet had the joy of going to the DMV and waiting on a sloth. No. To do the thing, so.
We had to go to the DMV last week. We found out, so we have two cars, and one of them was broke, so we took it to the shop, and then the mechanic was just like, oh, yeah, your Reggie's expired. And I was
Who's Reggie?
Registration. I had to figure it out, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah, your Reggie's expired. That's what he said, and I was just like, what does that mean? And he's like, and he held it up, and I was like, oh.
Oh, I thought you were, I was like, I was going to get on to you. I was like, you're supposed to be fixing my car, but you're over there inspiring Reggie.
Yeah, well, and my whole thing too is it's like, are you so busy that you don't got time to say registration? Like, it's
no time. Yeah.
It's not that big of a word, Reggie. And so we had to go in and get everything settled and fixed and paid for. But, it was the best ever experience because I walked in, I showed them what I had, whatever. And they were like, oh, you're going to line, 1A, and I went over and I saw it, and it said line 1A, express line.
Oh, that's good.
You know how long I was at the DMV?
How long was you at the DMV?
6.5 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's longer than people, like, you don't even get your forms in 6.5 minutes. You know, nothing, but I was in and out. I was just like, this is the best life ever. Look at me.
Man, that's a good, man, that's, you lucked out.
I actually strutted on the way out.
That's strutting material right there.
It is. All right, well, speaking of strut material, I've held you here long enough, bro.
Oh, have you now? Oh, yeah, I didn't know you've been holding me this whole time.
No, I'm looking at the clock over here, and Bumper Car says, keep it to a tight 20. And, bro, we are way over 20.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm just saying, I don't want to lose my job. I just got this interview gig. So I got it real quick. We'll go through some things.
Okay, let's do it.
At Jason Bargler on Periscope. At Jason Bargler on the Twitters.
That's right.
You put your videos on the YouTubes?
On the YouTubes. YouTube channel is called Sock Hop Rocks.
Well, that's a nice YouTube channel.
I like it.
Here's my question, and then we'll go. That totally, it freaked Lucidia out, so I'm going to have to keep it in the structure because it's so off-putting.
Oh, good.
Sock Hop, would you consider yourself to be a happy person?
Sock Hop is a happy person, yes. Sock Hop is a very happy person.
Why are you answering it in tight person like that? I don't understand.
What do you mean? You was asking if Sock Hop is a happy person. Sock Hop's a happy person.
No,
yes,
I'm saying, are you okay? I'm asking you, Sock Hop.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing fantastic.
Okay.
Oh, everything's good. I catch the speedus.
A speedus?
Yeah, I catch the speedus. That's the main gig. That's what pays the Wi-Fi bills is catching the speedus.
You give them tickets?
Oh, yeah. Big, big tickets.
Take them to jail?
No, I don't really take them to jail. So I wish I could, honest with you.
Where do the parkours come from?
Well, that's just part of the regimen to stay fit. You know, cops are notoriously chubby from the donuts and whatnot. So I didn't want to become one of those kind of cliches. So I decided to do some parkour. So I just started, bouncing around.
They always say that the police like the donuts, right?
They say that, yeah.
Here's what I think. What if we start giving police jelly bean donuts? Or donut jelly beans. So they're little. So they're not eating all this food. You know, just
that's
eating,
good.
Boom. I just say I'm done. That's a cruller. I just ate a French cruller.
Oh, I like that. Now, that reminds me of the future that we were promised. Like Jetson style, where you're supposed to, like all the meals are supposed to be just like a little pills. And you're like, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy. And then but you just take a pill and it's done.
Wait a minute. That brings us back to the, what is it, not to have the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. No, but there's some pill that they take in Willy Wonka, and they're like, it tastes like dinner.
Yeah, that was the chewing gum. That was the chewing gum.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what made the Veruca just blow up like a big old blueberry, and they had to take it to the juicing room.
Had a roller.
Yeah, they rolled it to the juicing room. And then you know what happened to it?
No.
Nobody does. What happened to the ones?
I thought she started a band, Baroque Assault.
Baroque Assault, yeah. Oh yeah. She started a band. But what about the fat kid that got stuck in the tube? What happened to him?
He's back in Germany, I assume. I worry about it. Why isn't there a follow up to this book? Wait, you know, like Wicked, like how that exists, like where it's just like a continuation of the story. Oh look, here's a story you never knew about the story. Why don't we write a book that goes into the kids from the Willy Wonka and what happened to them after they got traumatized in the factory?
Yeah, that may be a very sad book. That may be why they didn't do it. But I tell you, Johnny Depp didn't answer those questions.
Oh, that movie, I'm a little skeeved, freaked out about it. I don't know.
That one's not so good.
No,
as the other one.
Is it okay, if you didn't have the other one to compare it to, in an alternate universe, if the Depp one was the first one and the Wilder didn't exist, would the Depp one have been good?
I think so.
Right?
I think it was all right.
Because Tim Burton, I mean, he can do good things sometimes.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, it was an okay movie. But, you know, I was kind of hoping whenever I heard they were going to make that movie, I was like, well, maybe we're going to find out what happens to these kids, you know. But then it's like, oh, no, it's just the same thing, but with Johnny Depp instead of the other guy.
Gene Wilder,
yeah.
I
didn't have enough time to say his whole name, so I just said Gene Wilder. You know, just like when you say Reggie. Oh. Just trying to save time. I know you're on a tight 20. I was just trying to save some time.
What if his name was Reggie?
It could be Reggie.
I don't know. All right. What do you do to cut a segment? How do you get out of it? Because otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking.
How do I get out of a segment?
Yeah.
Oh, I go, all right, everybody, have a good day.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. And then you go away. And then that's,
well, I'm not going to step on that at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is my second interview. I'm Aloysius J. Pig. This is my pal. I hope he's your pal. Go follow him on all the places, Mr. Sock Cop. And we'll put the links and all the things and all the stuff and everything. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, bro.
Oh, thank you so much, Pig. I'm so glad that you got this interview and you're good at it. You're very, very good at it.
I don't know, bro. You know, I'm going to go look at myself in the mirror and think about some things after tonight. Mostly,
Pig, don't be mean to Pig.
Well, can I tell you? I'm just because I'm starving. Because I forgot I have to go to the doctor tomorrow, and they said I can't eat. I have to fast.
Oh,
which,
no.
I know we were about to end, but I got to tell you, you know what's hard for a pig? Fasting.
It's hard out there for a pig.
It's tough. It's a tough world. All right. That's why I talked about food the whole time, because I'm starving. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Sock Cop, my pal, thank you so much. And click.
Wow, Pig. That was
really good, right?
Here's my favorite part of that interview, uh-huh, is that it didn't end in a weird siren like last week's.
Okay, well, that's not my fault.
Yes.
Yeah,
that freaked me out.
Okay.
Because why are there sirens happening all of a sudden? And then I realized, oh, I guess that's the noise that we put on when we cut the interview off.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes.
So that's just, uh-huh, relax.
Well, you know, okay. So that was great.
Thank you.
I got to say, that kind of made my day. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Sock Hop.
I did.
I put all the links where you can find them.
All the links.
You know, at, whatever. They're in
Don't
the article.
Worry about it.
So go and find him. He's amazing. He's funny. He's a great guy. And just can't say enough nice things about him.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So
you can.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, is this week's episode of the Bumper Podcast. Thank
you
so much
Bumper
for
Cup.
Listening. And hopefully next week we'll get some babies on. So they can talk, because I know sometimes people like when the babies talk or scream into the microphone. And we'll give you an update on all the whatnot and all the stuff and all the things. And we gotta go, everybody. So that's all we got. Thank you so much. Stressful day.